The Army of Darkness is next up with the Evil Dead series. This is not where the series ends for Horror Spoop. The 2013 remake is also going to be an episode. And the 2023 Evil Dead Rise will also be talked about. I am Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. How's it going, everybody? As always, I'm Eric Lewis, and this is Horror Spoop. We are keeping things moving with what might be the last Evil Dead movie that has Bruce Campbell playing Ash. We don't know yet, so maybe. The Army of Darkness. The Army of Darkness was released on February 19th, 1993. Even though it's considered to be from 1992, that's because it was released at two film festivals in 1992 and then had to go through a bunch of re-editing before actually being released. The budget for this awesome edition of this awesome film series was $13 million, which is pretty high for a horror movie in the early 90s. But unfortunately, it only made back about $11.5 million. And to me, I think it's a pretty awesome movie to lose money like this. But we'll get into why I think it didn't make much later. Sam Raimi is still the director and writer for this as well. Here at Horror Spoop, we are Sam fans. Writing also goes to Sam's older brother, Ivan Raimi. He also wrote for things like Darkman from 1990, Spider-Man 3 from 2007, and Drag Me to Hell from 2009. All those movies are also directed by his younger brother. That's what I call brotherly love. I got this summary from Google, so here we... Ash is transported back to medieval days, where he is captured by the dreaded Lord Arthur. Aided by the deadly chainsaw that has become his only friend, Ash is sent on a perilous mission to recover the Book of the Dead, a powerful tome that gives its owners the power to summon an army of ghouls. And that is an impressive summary. It would have been better if a listener wrote it for me, though. Wink, wink. All right, now let's get into our cast, shall we? Bruce Campbell is still the hero in this story. Go and check out the first Evil Dead episode to get the stuff that he's in, because he's into some good stuff. Next, we have Imbiss Davids, who was Sheila, and she also plays in Bicentennial Man in 1999, one of my mother's favorite movies, Matilda from 1996, and also The Morning Show that you can find on Apple TV, I think, right now. After that, we have Marcus Gilbert, who plays Lord Arthur, and he does a pretty damn good job, if you ask me. You can find him on releases like Rambo 3 from 1988, Jonathan Creek from 1998, and The Big Easy from 1997. Next to the plate is Richard Grove, who plays Duke Henry the Red. You can find Mr. Grove on things like Point Break from 1991, Darkness Before Dawn from 1993, and one episode of Eerie Indiana from 1992, which this is a show that I used to love as a child. So go try to find Eerie Indiana and give it a little bit of a watch. Remember, it is made for children. Next up, Michael Earl Reed is good old Goldtooth. You hear that, car? I think you probably did. He can be found on The Hudsucker Proxy from 1994, the show Weeds that was on from 2005 to 2012, and the Netflix show Godless from 2017. And Linda in this movie is Bridget Fonda from A Point of No Return from 1993 is the thing that you can find. A Simple Plan from 1998, which I wonder if that's where the band got their name, but something tells me no. But also, she's in Single White Female from 1992, which is the birth year of yours truly. So go check her out. Here is some of my thoughts on this movie. The score and acting is good and over the top at times, to say the least. The production is starting to reach a top-notch status and start to look no different than Hollywood movies that you see at the time. Bruce Campbell's acting just gets better and better. And let me stop right there and just tell you, Bruce Campbell is the freaking man. There are some awesome scenes that you can find in this movie, as in the fight in the pit where Ash gets his chainsaw in an awesome way. Also, when he shows off his boomstick to everybody, he explains it like he's trying to sell it, and I love that. The scene where Ash is running from the forces and they use the same type of camera angle that serves as a demonic POV that they use from the original movies. I really enjoy that. I'm not sure if they use that type of point of view for like the remake in 2013. I think they probably do, but I'm not quite sure. Also, I do really enjoy this. The scenes with the three books shows off Bruce Campbell's acting once again, and I'm overall very impressed by this film. The rest you need to see for yourself. This movie is rated by me at Horror Spoop, and it is rated 7.6 out of 10. Go and check out this fun film. But that's enough about what I think. Let me know what you think. Get at me at them socials, Facebook, Instagram, heck, YouTube, anything really. Email me at horrorspoop@gmail.com. Now, let's go and just run through some filming locations. For some filming locations, we have two for you. One is Bronson Caves, Bronson Canyon. Griffith Park is where this is located. 4730 Crystal Springs Drive, Los Angeles, California. Go and check that out. Also, Vasquez Rocks Natural Area Park. That is 10700 West Escondido Canyon Road, Agua Dulce, California. Go get out and go and check those out in real life. Now, let's get into some trivia. Bruce Campbell was displeased with the studio's delay release of this film and its re-editing of it. He stated that he wasted a year of his life just waiting for this film to get released to cinemas. So that answers the question on why it was from 1992 and 1993. It was a stupid situation, if you ask me. I would be upset just as Bruce Campbell is. All three Evil Dead films can be seamlessly cut together, which has been done by fans, though some introductory footage in the sequels has to be lost if you want to cut it together. I think that that's really awesome, and I have never tried to do that. Someone let me know if there is a place where I can watch it all together like that, because that sounds awesome. During the scene where Ash is being pelted with rocks, fake rocks were used, but to get more realistic reactions out of Bruce Campbell, and partially as a prank, director Sam Raimi pelted him with potatoes. This cut of the film was actually used in the official one, so go check out that part. That is really a fun little bit of trivia, and Bruce Campbell sells it well because it was real. Bruce Campbell says that in order to make it appear that the chainsaw was always running, tobacco smoke was pumped through a tube that slid up his right pant leg, up his shirt, and into the chainsaw. That also led to his nicotine addiction. All right, but that's not true. But maybe. I haven't really heard from the dude himself. So, let me know, Bruce Campbell. Released in Japan, this movie was actually titled Captain Supermarket. That sounds like a title that I would pass on, just to find out that it barely has anything to do with an actual supermarket. An issue of the magazine Fangoria can be seen in the car's trunk. This was director Sam Raimi showing his gratitude for the publications, including the original Evil Dead 1981, when it initially premiered. Also at Horror Spoop, we also have a love for Fangoria, but I love small add-ins for you to feast on just as much. Sam Raimi originally wanted to call the film The Medieval Dead, but Universal Pictures refused. The title Army of Darkness was created by Irvin Shapiro, the uncredited producer of The Evil Dead and executive producer of The Evil Dead 2, who died 2 years before the film was made. Raimi then wanted to naturally give the title Evil Dead 3, Army of Darkness, but the studio wanted the film to stand on its own from the rest of the series. So it was just titled Army of Darkness. The film was called Army of Darkness, The Medieval Dead for its UK release. And it sounds like they just had to make it extra British, didn't they? But that's not a bad thing to me. I do love my British listeners, in case you didn't know. What do you think of that title? I do kind of like it myself. The film was infamous for having four different versions. The US theatrical version, the European version, directors, and the US TV version. Each included deleted or extended scenes, as well as scenes that were re-edited in a different order, depending on what version the viewer watched. The one that had the most restored scenes was the 90-minute US TV version. All these versions have been compiled in a box set that has been released in both the US and Germany. So just like Pokemon, you have to go and catch them all. During the filming, the Oldsmobile Delta 88 falling out of the sky was shot twice. During the first attempt, the 25-ton crane lifting the car failed due to a mechanical problem, and it toppled over the edge of a cliff at a quarry location filming that was taking place. Fortunately, no injuries occurred because the crane operator jumped from the cab before the crane went over the edge. Days later, a larger 80-ton crane was brought to remove the damaged crane and reshoot the car drop. In the final edit, elements of the reshoot as well as the footage from the end of Evil Dead 2 were used together. I'm glad no one got hurt. Also, that would be a crazy sight to see. Also, go watch Evil Dead 2 from 1987 and listen to my episode about it. Or, actually, watch Evil Dead 2 and listen to the audio commentary with me. That's what I meant to say. But anyway, when something is falling, when a construction equipment is falling, they never tell you jump out, okay? This crane operator happened to get away with his life because of it, but don't just jump out of equipment when something goes wrong. You need to make sure it's actually safe to do so. All right. The first Deadeye Ash fights in the pit was known as the Pit Bitch to the cast and crew. And I really think Horror Spoop should come out with a Pit Bitch sticker. What do you think? Let me know. Bill Moseley, who plays the Deadeye Captain, and Patricia Tallman, who plays the Possessed Witch, star together in Tom Savini's Night of the Living Dead from 1990 as Johnny and Barbara. And Bill Moseley is a beast, and we love him here at Horror Spoop. Go check out the other things that Bill Moseley's in. And that is it for our trivia. Now we're going on to our taglines. Here we go. He's a 20th century guy trapped in the Middle Ages, and I don't know if I really like that one too much. I do like this next one, though. Foretold by a mystic book, forewarned by a wise man, and fulfilled by a wise guy. Army of Darkness. Trapped in time, surrounded by evil, low on gas. And lastly for taglines, one man, 1 million dead, the odds are about even. Which is your favorite? Mine is probably foretold by a mystical book, forewarned by a wise man, fulfilled by a wise guy. But what's yours? Let me know on those socials. That is it for this episode. We did it. We got through it. I hope you have enjoyed it for sure. Next episode is for the 2013 remake of Evil Dead, so go look out for that. Have a good week. I am Eric, and this is Horror Spoop. I will see you. Thank you for listening to this little here podcast. Make sure to follow this podcast, rate this podcast, and also tell your friends about this podcast. This is Horse Poop.